Seven there, motherfucker, here.
All Campinox out, that's the one and only.
Oh, he dropped the Campinox back in, folks.
Absolutely.
Anyways, okay, so we're going to talk about some cool shit today. E3, motherfucker, how about it?
Uh-huh.
It's that time of year again.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a good time of year.
Oh, it is, man. If you're a nerd or you love video games, this is the fucking time of the year where you get to sit in front of the TV, vegetate with your favorite beverage and some snacky snacks and fucking enjoy the new.
Yeah.
The newness, the crispness, if you will.
Just checking out what's going to be available in the coming season.
The next generation, man. The next generation of consoles is here.
So exciting.
And once again, it's really the Xbox versus the PlayStation.
The Wii U's just kind of
sitting back there going, nobody likes us.
Begging for scraps. They're very innovative in their hardware, but they put out such crazy hardware that, you know, third party companies, it's really a gamble hopping on to develop for that.
Well, let me put it to you this way: regular customers that come into our store, they had bought a Wii U, and the controller, their son poured a drink on the LCD touchscreen controller, and they called Nintendo, and Nintendo's like, that's going to be $150. The Wii U costs $300. The fucking controller is literally half of the cost of the console. Okay? That's cost prohibitive if something was to happen to that controller, okay?
That's the fancy one with the little
touch screen
in the middle of it.
I mean, while it's a really cool fucking idea, and I think it frees up, you know, your screen for, like, inventory options and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, no fucking way, bro. If that controller was to go haywire, $150?
Wow, that's shitty. Maybe they should keep their kid away from it.
Maybe they shouldn't have a Wii U.
Playing devil's advocate.
You know, and that's my thing, is that, like, look, Nintendo, I'm sorry to say, I feel probably within the next 5 years is going to go the way of Sega. And they're just going to end up making games.
Yep. I mean, they've got great licenses. They got Zelda, they got Mario. I mean, the king of all video game characters is Mario.
They make more money off their 3DS and their DS stuff than they do off of their consoles.
I've always been of the opinion, ever since Game Boy first came out, dude, like, I think Nintendo definitely has the handheld market just cornered.
Yeah.
Sony's really tried to edge their way into the handheld market. But I'll tell you right now, all my friends that bought a Vita when that first came out, seriously, their Vita is sitting in their dresser drawer just
There's not that many titles coming out for it this year, and it really hasn't garnered much support. Of course, it has a cross-play option that if you buy a PS3 game that has also out on the Vita, you can cross-play without having to purchase another game. But also, you have to take into account now, too, like, while I do love stuff that comes out on Nintendo's 3DS and DS systems, cell phones now have become a huge market in portable gaming.
Oh, well, no, this was years in the making. Cell phones have been just huge as far as games are concerned. Like, actually surprisingly huge. I heard numbers a few years ago that basically put cell phone games way above sales of any console or PC titles.
It's a huge market, and it's an indie market, and it's a developer's dream because you can produce games at a very low cost and sell them for 99 cents and make a freaking fortune. You know, and we kind of learned that with the Minecraft, you know? So I don't see portable gaming even sticking around much longer as well in its current form with, like, companies producing portable gaming consoles.
Yeah.
I think it's mainly going to start going to cell phones and tablets, and that's where you're going to see that integration. And while I do love what Nintendo is doing with the new, you know, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past Part 2 for the 3DS, which is a top-down game. Yeah.
This I didn't hear about. I'll admit, man, when it comes to, like, the information that's dropped so far, I've kind of been chilling in my little cave mode, if you will.
Right. And
I've been on airplane mode.
So, you know, they got games like that, and obviously those big titles are going to bring people in, but at the same time, yeah, man, it's top-down, too, like, and it has, like, side-scrolling type stuff that goes on with it. It's really cool. But also, I just think that the portable gaming market is really going to be a thing of the past. But let's get to talking about what we've seen at E3 so far. We saw the PlayStation 4 announcement, and I gotta tell you, I didn't see a whole lot of exclusives except for the indie stuff. And if you're showcasing multi-platform games, why? Why? I mean, yeah, we've seen Killzone 4. We know, okay, but you're not showing us anything that we haven't seen before that's going to be multi-platform. I mean, yeah, but you're showing...
Not, like, coming on. Right. Everybody knows a new Killzone's going to be coming out.
Destiny is multi-platform. ESO is multi-platform.
ESO.
Oh, I know. ESO coming for the Xbox One and PS4 in spring 2014.
God, that's going to own my fucking life.
Oh, for sure, dude. Between that and another big announcement where we saw a teaser trailer for DICE bringing out Battlefront 3, Star Wars Battlefront 3, and if you go on YouTube right now, you can actually see Alpha Build
blood rushing straight to my cup.
Footage.
Jesus, man.
I was squirting a half chub when I saw that, for sure. I don't know, man. I was a little unimpressed with Sony's presentation, and I know a lot of people are like, well, I don't know about an Xbox One because it requires you to be online and this and that, and you can't use games and blah blah blah. Yes, you can. Okay, it doesn't require a constant online connection. Now, there's something people don't understand about the Xbox One that I think would clarify this whole 24-hour, every 24 hours it has to update online, is... excuse me.
Drumroll, please.
The Xbox is never off. It's always in standby mode. It's just like your computer. You never really turn your PC off. Your PC just goes, you put it in sleep mode. Well, that's essentially what the Xbox is doing. Now, your Xbox is going to be constantly hooked to the internet through either your Wi-Fi connection or your Ethernet cable, okay? And all it's saying is that your Xbox needs to have this connection every 24 hours so it can update itself and update the cloud. And that's really what it's for, is for the cloud services and stuff. Now, people don't understand that. They don't understand that it's always on. That's why you can walk into your room and go, Xbox on, and the fucker fires up.
Yeah, they're in the mindset that they have to physically hit the power button,
right,
let it do its thing, and then turn it off.
Yeah, this ain't your daddy's console, okay?
And I can't lie, you know, right, initially I thought that was the same deal. I was one of those people, and I was like, I don't know, dude. I do love Xbox
right
dearly, but I don't know if I could do that. But it's going to be on standby as
And it's not like Microsoft did anything to really allay people's fears, you know, right off the bat of what was going on.
They kind of just put out a bunch of stuff that was like, this kind of sucks about it.
Yeah.
This kind of sucks about it. You guys are probably not going to be too pleased with this, but I think it was pretty cool of them to just kind of throw all that stuff out there and say, okay, here's the negative stuff. E3 is where we're going to shine.
Exactly. And I do like the fact that, you know, they actually showed the console in their little first initial presentation, unlike PlayStation, where they just showed the controller. And by the way, in my personal opinion, that controller is a hot mess, dude. Once again, they've taken the sticks where you hold the controller and moved them further out, and it just looks awkward. I mean, they're out like this, man. It's got, like, angular, and the thumbsticks now are further apart. And it just looks uncomfortable.
Well, as far as the thumbsticks being farther apart, to me, that's kind of necessary. Now, my roommate has a PS3.
Right.
And I remember when I played PS2, mm-hmm, I had smaller hands.
Right.
I was younger. I was smaller physically. Now I'm an adult, you know, and every time I go to play as PS3, the sticks are not only, like, super tall,
but they're right next to each other.
And if you move the sticks in towards each other, your thumbs hit each other.
Oh, I know they do. But here's my thing. Is they're so far apart and the sticks are out like this that here's your hand at this weird awkward crab angle from what it looks like when I've seen people holding it. And that doesn't look...
You're going to be able to hit, like, the bumper.
You look like fucking Joe Cocker on stage during Woodstock, like, thumping his chest like an artard. And I just don't understand, like, how that's fucking appealing. I don't get it. I've looked at it and I finally understand what it is. Japanese people make that shit for Japanese people, and if you fucking like it, fantastic. If you don't, we don't fucking care. We make a Sony Japanese product for Japanese people. You know?
I'll tell you what design I absolutely fell in love with was the original Xbox. Huge.
Massive block heavy. Of fucking awesome.
Oh my god, yeah. Dude. That, seriously, like, you could flip the controller over and use it as a dinner plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that screams American.
Yeah. Like, it's the Cadillac dude. Of game consoles. Well, and what was great about it...
Sturdy, hardy, okay, awesome.
And yes, it did come out after the PS2, and I had a PS2, okay? I liked my PS2. Okay, but when I realized all the Star Wars games were coming out for the Xbox only, that really swayed me. The fact that it had an internal hard drive that I didn't have to buy separately, it had an internal high-speed modem, which at the time, basically, the PS2s was a dial-up, okay? And,
yeah, and it was basically also, all you could play with Final Fantasy.
Right. And SOCOM.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were constantly dropped. And, you know, I didn't mind paying my $50 for the year. Right? You know, I didn't mind paying that. And I still don't mind paying that. And you want to know why, kids? Because the Xbox Live network has never been hacked. I've never had my credit card information stolen. And it never went down for 2 months. And then I only got was a paltry couple of games on the PlayStation Plus network.
We are very sorry.
Yeah. We are very sorry for your round eyes having so many different problems. Yeah, look. I'm not hating on Sony just to hate on Sony. I just don't feel that they offer a product that's as appealing to the American market to say it is to a lot of other countries, especially Asian countries. And I think that if you look at what the Xbox One has to offer with the integration of being able to seamlessly switch between, you know, your game and your TV and freaking, you know, like, say you're playing a game, you want to watch TV, go Xbox, watch TV. It goes to watch TV. But if you want to hop right back to that game, it's because you don't like what's on TV, Xbox, play game, and you're right back to where you left off without having a save point or nothing. You're right there.
Yeah. Instead of a save point, it just basically, it's a save state, if you will.
Yeah, and that comes from the three different operating systems that the Xbox One is running with. You know, it's got the Windows 8-based operating system, a Linux operating system, and I forget the other one, but these...
I think the other one was to basically...
Bring them together. Yeah. And that's what happens, is how you get that instantaneous gratification. Not to mention that the PlayStation Move is hot garbage.
Yeah.
It has been. And it didn't really improve that much with the PS4, it seems to me, and the Kinect has a 1080p camera... And it's able to recognize finger motion. So now I'll be able to pull a trigger, okay, in a game without ever actually having to hold a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So for my money, the $500 is going to go to Microsoft.
And let me tell you, from personal experience, that gun accessory that came out for PS3.
Hot garbage.
I don't know about hot garbage, but because, you know, I personally wouldn't hold hot garbage. But it was just... It was awkward. Didn't feel right.
The PlayStation Move looks like an ice cream shaped fucking sex toy. It's just, and it glows, and it's fucking weird, and it's uncomfortable. And you basically,
and it's good for dance games.
And you ripped off Nintendo.
That's about it. Yeah.
You know, I for my money, for $500 over the $400, I'll spend that for the Xbox. Now, neither one of these consoles is offering backwards compatibility. Now, this seems to be a trend that's going to continue to keep happening with these consoles. And I don't like it. I don't know why they can't do it. I know Sony's offering, starting in 2014, a streaming service so you can stream old PS3 games. But does that mean I have to fucking buy the game again? Because I'm not buying a game I already fucking own just so I can play it on my new console. I mean, that makes fucking no sense to me. Whatsoever.
Now, here's my question. What about the current gen consoles? Are they going to shut down their servers like soon as these new consoles come out?
I don't think so.
I'll tell you right now, dude. I still play the first Call of Duty Black Ops.
Right.
I'm probably still going to want to play
Black Ops
the second
too.
Black Ops.
Yeah.
You know, And plus, there's tons of games that are still coming out for current gen consoles that, you know, will have online multiplayer. And I would like time to enjoy those instead of saying, oh, well, you know what? New stuff's out. Sorry.
I don't think they're going to. Well, I mean, look how long the PS2 and the Xbox One servers were up. I think there's still Xbox One servers that are still on. I mean, not for Halo or any of those games like that, but certain things, I'm sure. Like, if you still have an Xbox One, I'm sure you can still connect to Live. I'm not sure you're able to play any of the games on Live, but I think you'd be able to chat on Live. And so,
I don't know. Actually, if anybody has the answer to that, please let us know. Yeah, yeah. Inform us.
Yeah, hit us up on the Facebook page or tweet me at jshuduse, that's C-H-U-D-E-U-S-Z. And twitter.com. But no, I honestly, I mean, look how long the PS2 was still supported with new games.
As far as I know, they're still releasing PS2 games
in Japan. Yeah.
No, I mean, where I work, I still see them on sale. I saw the most recent FIFA on PS2.
Really?
Kid you not.
We didn't carry that. I mean, the last one that we ever had, I think, was 2K12.
And that's still recent.
But they're not. But the only sports game. But they're still making games in Japan straight for the PS2. But honestly, it's, you know, they're going to be up for quite a while, dude. They're not expecting everybody to go forking out $500 to $400 this holiday season. You know, I got people telling me that I work with going like, man, I just got my PS3 last year, or I just got my Xbox 2 years ago. And it's like, well, nobody cares what you did. I mean, these things have been out for almost 10 years, so nobody cares.
Yeah, they've
lengthened the life.
Yeah, they've actually lasted a lot longer than most consoles do.
Because they were it was basically a 5-year lifespan before. And now you're starting to extend that with better hardware and stuff. And,
yeah, and the last time the Xbox updated its dashboard, it was like a completely different experience. Now, you know, you sign on, you don't have the blades anymore that it used to have in its first layout.
Right.
And, you know, they included the apps. And, I mean, while that's kind of cool, I don't know about your Xbox, but mine, it takes forever to load them.
What, the apps?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
when I go on the Netflix, dude, I kid you not, from the moment I hit the A button to the moment it actually loads up my queue, it's like a minute and a half.
Mine's fairly quick. It's not bad, but I do, on some certain apps, I do see that, but I think it's also because this last update with all these different features and everything is really basically what the Xbox One has. Like, if you saw the interface for the Xbox One and the screen and the menus, it wasn't drastically different from what we have now on the 360. I mean, maybe a little streamlined and updated, you know, but not really that much different. I think you know, as updates go along, even the Xbox One obviously is going to evolve and change and grow. And I think that's something I'm looking very forward to. And, you know, I may get a PS4 just because there's certain games that I that are going to be exclusive that I'd like to play. Like, with the current generation, I'd love to play The Last of Us, Beyond Two Souls, the Uncharted titles. There's all those exclusives that I would love to play, but I don't have a PS3.
So, what's that title with the Sackboy? Little Big
Planet? Oh, Little Big Planet.
Those look fun, dude.
Yeah,
those look really fun.
It does. It looks really good. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not hating on Sony, but for my money, it's going to be Microsoft again. And, you know, and Microsoft has already said, look, you're going to be able to play used games. You're going to be able to buy used games, okay? But it's up to the game developers whether or not you have to pay a fee to play the used game. And most developers, I think, at this point, aren't going to do that, because even EA, as we speak right now with current gens, is even retroactively getting rid of the online passes for its games.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing away with it, because honestly, it was a failure. It didn't really stop anything. It didn't prevent anything. People still bought used games and paid the $10 that they wanted to play online. And the people that didn't wish to play online with that game, didn't. That's all. And I don't think anything's going to change about that. And if they're thinking about hurting, like, you know, resellers, like, say, GameStop or Play and Trade or any of these other
GameFly.
Yeah, GameFly or whatever, they're not really going to, because what's going to happen is all that Play and Trade or GameStop is going to do is lower the prices of their used games, so that when you buy that pass or whatever it's going to be to play that used game,
it's going to come out
about the same for the consumer. and they won't be losing any money on it because they're still taking in those trades at less than what they're going to charge for them. So it doesn't really hurt, you know, the used gaming industry. And I think that companies are finally starting to see that. But games, lots of cool games coming out, man. The
Kingdom Hearts 3, finally.
Kingdom Hearts 3,
I'm so freaking tired of these, like, side stories, right. Tangents. No. Give me Sora, and give me a shitload of Disney characters. Because let me tell you, Goofy, like, healing me, and Donald, you know, just being a badass with his scepter, whatever the fuck he had, his staff. Oh, dude. Seriously.
Dude, I gotta tell you, if you like a lot of shitload of Disney characters, that Disney Infinity game is going to be where it's at.
You mean Skylanders 2?
Hey, Skylanders, but way better, dude. Like, Disney owns Marvel. They own Star Wars. They've already said they're dropping all of those into that. You're going to be able to have... There's this one mode where it's called Sandbox Mode. You basically build your entire universe of, like, whatever Disney things that you want to build it out of. And then, like, you can play in it and your friends can come play in it. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, bosses will show up and try to wreck your shit. And you got to go after them. And I mean, granted... It's going to be pricey like the Skylanders. And Skylanders and Disney Infinity, let's face it, they're the new Pokemon. You know, you got to get them all. Those figures, man, some of those things on eBay sell for tons of money. But, you know, it's something the whole family can get into.
Yeah.
And it's safe for the kids and it's fun for everyone. You know, and that's something I think that is really important.
That whole title just, it strikes me as one of those... I don't know how else to put it, a time waster.
Right, yeah.
Like, you go in there and there's not necessarily, like, levels set out for you where you're, you know, you're making progress, your main campaign.
Oh, there are, though. There's main campaigns and stuff, too.
To me, it looks mostly like you go in there, you spend time making something, you bring somebody in there, you guys play around on it a little bit, and it's like, okay, well, I gotta go. I'm done. Oh, okay, well, I'm done too.
I mean, it does look fun. It's not something I don't think I could justify spending the money on. It's gonna cost you about $250 initially for the base set when it comes out, with plus the game. Which,
yeah,
you know,
it does come with that scanning hardware or whatever.
Yeah, and it comes with, you know, like, I think five characters. Yeah. So right off the bat, you're seriously invested in that game. But like I said, if you've got kids and you want to enjoy stuff with your kids, what better way to do it than with every character you've loved since childhood being able to be played in the game?
I think I'd much rather hold off until I see some serious Star Wars support for that. If I see some really cool Star Wars stuff and, like, you know, they start putting out shitload of characters.
Got pirates? Star Wars?
I couldn't
Marvel?
Care pirates.
I'm just saying.
Marvel's cool.
You know.
Tell you what kind of money, it's got to be Star Wars.
Speaking of Marvel, man, have you seen Marvel Lego Superheroes coming out? Oh, man, it looks awesome. Take everything you've loved about a Lego game and, like, multiply it by 1,000. It looks so much fun, dude.
Get ready to have fist fights and arguments with the person you're sitting next to.
Well, especially if they're your significant other. I can attest to that one.
Oh, man.
Honey, just jump on the fucking ledge. Jump on the fucking ledge.
Here, give me the control.
Give me the control.
No, I can do it.
No, obviously, you can't do it. Otherwise, we'd be on by now.
Why aren't you killing the guys? I want the shinies.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
And then when you try to help them get the shinies, when you come into a room, then they start fighting the bad
get
guys.
Get the sand out of your wee cunny and go on.
Cunny. Oh, man, that word tickles me.
No, it does. Okay, so my mind is slipping on the name of this one Xbox title now, but we've got quite a few titles coming out that are multi-platform. You know, what was funny to me is, like, when I said Sony and stuff was showing, like, you know, multi-platform stuff. It was really weird because they were showing, like, The Walking Dead. And so many people are like looking at it going, well, wow, The Walking Dead's coming out on the PS4. Holy shit, I gotta get a PS4. No, fucktards. It's coming out for every console. So, you know, it just...
Yeah, there's a lot more stuff coming out for multi-platform than you would think. Like, a friend of mine texted me, he's telling me all these titles that I heard we're multi-platform, and then he's like, oh, yeah, they're making the Xbox One look like crap. I'm like, dude, every title you mentioned just now is multi-platform.
Right.
I don't get it. What's wrong with Xbox One? And then he brought up the whole 24-hour connectivity thing, how whatever. He just needs to dig deeper in.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like the people
a better grasp on
the people are taking stuff at face value, and I don't think that, you know, that's necessarily.
I think a lot of it has to do with past allegiances too.
Right.
I think people that were predominantly PS3 players are
right.
Basically determined to stick with Sony. I'll be honest, I was on the fence for a while. I was like, I don't know which one I want to get, or do I want to get both?
Me too, honestly, with this one, because I didn't know what was going to happen with the Xbox. You know, was I going to believe the rumors? You know, what was going to happen? And honestly, I'm still going to go with the Xbox, man. Sony didn't wow me with anything that I thought I absolutely had to have, other than some of their stuff that's exclusive. And I still don't even know what all of that's going to be. Dude, Halo. We got new Halos coming out for the Xbox.
Yeah, Halo.
Right?
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, Titanfall. That's the one I was thinking of that's an exclusive to Xbox One. And it looks freaking rad. That's going to be an exclusive. You got Dead Rising 3 coming out that actually looks pretty sick. What else are we talking about here? We got projects.
I just hope you don't have to take pictures in it, because that's what killed
the first one for me. Well, from what you're not the same guy. You look like a guy from basically Sons of Anarchy. It's kind of what you look like. I'm really looking forward to Rainbow Six Patriots.
Oh, so basically you're Daryl.
Yeah. True that. You're Daryl, yeah. The crew looked pretty cool, I thought. There was a lot of really good stuff coming out. The new Wolfenstein coming out, made by Bethesda. So that we'll see how that's going to go.
Anything with Nazis, I'm in.
I'm just ready.
I don't know why.
I'm just ready for new games and new experiences with these new next gens. You know, Killzone 4 looked really rad for the PlayStation 4.
I've actually seen nothing about it.
Oh,
like
dude.
I said, I've been on airplane mode.
Right.
Everything has just been from basically what you've told me. And,
right.
Well, I have no reason not to trust you, because, well, you're as into this stuff as I am, if not more so.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, I'm always looking up stuff, and it's just like, it's just time to nerd out, man. It feels good to sit here and be like, it's taking all of it in. It's like information fucking overload.
Yeah.
It's coming all at your face, coming hard, right all over your
coming
face.
Hard.
Yeah, man.
So hard.
So hard. Wow. Fucking, yeah. So I got fucking Xbox goo like dripping off my fucking chin. Look at that cum dribbling off your chin. How about this chick named Valerie Dodds from Nebraska?
Mm.
You heard about this chick?
Mm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So fucking sexy, man. This chick is gorgeous, okay? Anyway, she's got a porn site she does by herself with a couple of sexy little friends of hers. And it's called Val Midwest. And Val went to this Catholic high school called Pius X High School.
Or Pius X,
whatever the fuck you want to call it. It stands for fucking extremely hot. Is what it stands for. There ain't nothing pious about this girl. I'm a fucking fan. Alright? I'm just telling you. So she went to this Catholic high school. She started this porn site when she graduated. God bless her, she's 19 and she's fucking gorgeous. So she's doing this porn thing, and apparently some of her old friends from Pius X, got snooty and decided to,
as they will,
yeah, call her names and shit. Now, we all know that's just jealousy, because let's face it, those girls at Pius X weren't rocking it like Val. There's just no fucking way, okay?
No.
You know, say a couple of Hail Marys and some Jesus's and pray all you want, ladies, because you're not going to be as hot as this fucking chick. They grow them right out there in Nebraska. That's corn country, bud. And she's a corn-fed piece of hot ass.
Mm.
Anyways, so they started talking shit about her, and so she said, fuck you guys, man. You know, the faculty was talking shit, and they were passing their fucking sanctimonious, judgmental eyes on her and stuff, making their shitty comments, you know, about she's gonna go to hell and whatever.
Oh, and of course, as you know, their shit don't stink.
No, their shit don't stink. I love how these priests are fucking telling her that she's going to hell and everything. Meanwhile, they're fucking touching little boys, you know? So, if that ain't the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is. You're going to hell for playing with your pussy on camera, Val. Come here, Timmy. Oh, you're looking hot in that little altar board get up. Get down on your knees and show me how you love me. You know, I can't, honestly, you know, I understand why priests are fucked up. I really do. I mean, think about it. These guys can't have sex, right?
Not allowed.
Not allowed. You stick them in these goddamn confessionals, and they have to sit there and listen to all the most
tales of fucked up
shit, man. Like, fucked up shit. Like, you know, guys come in going...
You got to do that? No, Father, what I'm saying is, it's a sin to do that.
Right, I'm coming here for forgiveness. Tell me the part again.
Could you give me some more details? Right. You know,
tell me the part again where you had your tongue in the girl's ass and the other chick was banging you with a strap on.
Did you spit on it?
Because I usually spit on it before I enter. Father? No, I mean, you know.
That is if I don't have any candle wax.
I mean, think about it, dude. Dude, I've honestly wanted to go. Like, we might do this as a bit. I really think I want to do this. I'm going to get my phone and put it on record and go into a Catholic confessional and just start confessing the most fucked up shit. And then record, like, the answers and stuff like that the guy's giving me and the shit that he tells me to do. Like, I'm sorry, but there's
kind of advice do you have for me?
Yeah.
Just next time, wrap it up.
Rinse, wash, and repeat.
Oh, I got a book coming out.
Yeah, right? No, but dead seriously, though, I think that it's going to be fucking hilarious to do that, man. I think it would be fucking nuts to go and do that. It, like, sitting there with the priest and talking mad shit and all that stuff, dude. Right? Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I think. You're, like, sitting here and he's like, oh, man, what the fuck? Listening to that kind of shit. Yeah, dude. Like, honestly, like, what's he gonna say? Like, you know, I'm like, Father, bless me, for I have sinned. I had sex with a young boy the other day. You too?
Get out.
Hey, say a couple of our fathers in peace.
Hey, we got a lot in common, you and I. So, you know, what are you doing after we get out of here? Yeah. You want to get out of here?
Yeah. When you're watching an upskirt porn in a Catholic church, it's a totally different thing.
Get a little bit more of an eyeful.
Yeah, light that fucking candle. We're getting way off topic. So, anyways, that's right.
Why are we talking about dudes touching
kids?
Little kids.
I don't know,
dude. Val Midwest.
It's out of context, but whatever.
Vagina.
Anyway, he looks like a fucking rabbi with that towel on. By the way,
I know. It was raining outside. And
that's something hell. I don't eat the pork and beans.
You know, that's what happens. You don't go outside with a umbrella.
Yeah.
You gotta grab yourself a towel.
Jews just wear that little cap to cover their bald spots.
Yeah. Or does it cause a bald spot?
Oh, touche.
I don't know.
It's kind of like the chicken or the egg debate.
Well, obviously the cock had to come first because, you know, he comes in the chicken and the chicken lays the egg and...
Well, when you're like me, cock always comes first.
Way up there on the priority list. It's that cock.
It's cock.
Cock.
Anyway.
I gotta make sure, you know...
Speaking of cock,
it's sealed.
I like to
beat
it to Val Midwest.
That kind of cock.
Yeah, so here we go.
A-U-L-K? I don't know.
M-L-K cock.
Val Midwest, please, let's just continue.
BTK
by torture kill. God damn it.
Val Midwest. So she gets this idea.
We're trying to talk about
to,
you really
to go to the school. I know, man, but you know what happens when we get going.
Hey, we're the tangent kings, buddy.
Getting righteous and talking about stuff.
Feeling pretty right.
Oh, I knew what you mean. Feeling good. Anyways, so she gets this idea, goddammit. She gets this idea. And she's gonna go do a shoot with her camera guy, and they go. They're gonna go to the school, and they do this. Very so she covered. Does it. Yeah, she does it in the middle of the night. She on Mother's Day, no less.
Yeah.
She plays with her womb on Mother's Day. Anyway, so yeah, she goes in there.
She sure does.
She gets butt naked on top of the school sign. She hits the football field. She breaks out this little fucking little vibrator with a clitoral stimulator and starts this thing. She's like, "Oh, my shit's so wet." And then all of a sudden, man, she breaks out the goddamn rosary beads.
Oh.
Puts the Son of Christ right down there in the holiest of holies. Starts rubbing it. And she goes, "Oh, man, I don't know, you guys. Jesus loves my pussy. But like, he ain't the only one, sister." Oh, God.
Man.
She's gorgeous. Like,
seriously, if you're listening right now and you haven't seen it, go see it.
Do yourself a favor. Valmidwest.com. Fucking become a member, dude. I swear to God, I could run a batch to that like 24/7.
Become a member and make your member happy.
Yeah. Become a member for your member. Use your member.
And you will remember.
Val Midwest.
Pound it.
Hey, that's free advertising, bitch. You better holler.
Holler.
Anyway, so I like this girl, though, because look, not only does she say fuck you to religion, man, and anytime you stick it to the clergy, my atheist fucking ass salutes, and I know you do too. Fuck these assholes. And you know what they even said to her? They said in a statement to the news media, they said, "We're willing to forgive her and take her back and counsel her if she ever wants it, but if she ever does anything illegal on our property again, we'll prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law." All she did was make your school look fucking terrible and make herself look fucking... Oh, God. Anyway, I love her, though. She stands up for her rights, man. And after that, she went outside after she got the arrest ticket. She went outside in pasties and panties right in front of the school, and the cops couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's not a decent exposure. She's still covered.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep.
Ah, but I'll tell you what, man. Yeah. What she's wearing leaves very little to the imagination.
Dude, she's stacked.
So
she's gorgeous, and she's smart. You listen to her talk, and she's very articulate, and she knows what she wants to do.
I think that's what kind of brings the whole thing together, like over the top.
Yeah.
Seriously, she opens her mouth and it's not like
it's she opens
she knows
her mouth
what she's talking about.
And you want to listen to what comes out as much as you want to put stuff in. I think that's important.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I look for in a girl.
It's like, yeah, I'm really thinking about what's going in, but hey, what's coming out isn't so bad.
Right?
That's what's important, folks.
Mm-hmm. Really, that's all you can ask for in this world.
That
and a blowjob every day.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Yeah. Oh, man. Work sucked. It was so tough. I just... Oh. All
right. It's kind of great to be like a gay couple, right? Like, because work's done. You come home and you put your keys on the table and you're like, "Man, honey, I've had a really rough day. Oh, sit down and tell me about it while I suck your cock." I know it relaxes you and it just makes you feel... Oh yeah, choke on it for me.
Hey, I've always said, man, the less comfortable they look, the better they're doing. You know, they got them veins coming out of their forehead, their face is starting to get all splotchy, changing colors and whatever, they start coughing and gagging.
You come home, your husband's in the kitchen, he's cooking... He's got his apron on. It says, "Come in the oven."
I was going to say, "Kiss the cook." Yeah, hey.
You know, "What are you making, sweetie?" "Oh, just a little souffle. I know how you like them." "What kind?" "White chocolate."
Hey.
"Hey, who's that on the TV?" "Oh, it's Decay."
Oh, my.
Oh, my. That's like a running gag on this show at this point. I love that guy.
Man. He's so awesome.
Anyways, so getting back to what we were saying, Val Midwest, we freaking love you. We'd love to have you on the show and have you tell your story. We think you're fantastic and you stand up for your rights. And that's something you rarely don't see in the world today. Speaking of rights, though, we've got a guy that pretty much just gave his up. this cockstain.
Okay, let's say you take your car to have the oil change at the dealership where you purchased it.
Right.
You know, you want to stay within the warranty. And you trust these people that work in this shop to be professionals and, you know, get the job done. No questions asked, no problems, whatever.
Remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, yes.
Like, you guys got nothing to worry about.
I'm a professional.
I'm a professional.
Professional what?
Relax.
Superman. Anyway, so yeah. You know, you come back to pick up your vehicle, and you find it's not even there. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Oh, your car was impounded. It's now evidence.
For what?
Well, you see, what had happened was this is a guy. Is that one of our employees took it upon himself to take your car out into the parking lot in front of the dealership and pleasure himself, much to the chagrin of everyone involved.
Oh, man. You know, it's bad enough to do that, but then you get popped for it.
Right?
How embarrassing would it be to go into a court of law?
I don't know if it's embarrassing. Try because
to defend yourself.
Well, I mean, maybe he took his job way serious, and like, you know, that was part of the special lube treatment. Fucking in the car, like, he's got the KY warming jelly out. He's just, you know, he's just a beating it, sunroofs open, people are walking by. So you gotta check out the features on this motherfucker. Plenty of headroom.
Cranking some tunes.
Yeah.
Oh, what a position this puts you in if you're there to pick up your car
positions.
And it's
impounded
because it's evidence.
Motherfucker, I'm telling you right now. Right the fuck now. I'd be in there. Yo. Y'all motherfuckers owe me a new car.
Yep. That's new whip time.
I said,
I'd go walking around the lot. I'd be like,
when
I want that.
When I say new, I mean tax tag title. All of that shit right now on you.
Covered.
Hooked up stereo system. Jizz-free interior. You know?
The best feature of this car, there is no dry jism. Seriously.
You can't get cum out of leather.
Bring a interior of this car and you will not see anything.
Right?
Ah. This part's superfluous.
I shifted it to high gear.
What are you doing in there? I'll play with the stick. Oh, but that guy's an automatic. Oh.
So just beat it. Beat it. Don't walk by while I'm skeeting. It doesn't matter who was wrong or right. I'm just beating. Just beating. Oh!
Oh man, seriously, you go whacking it in public in somebody else's whip, you will be ripped a new one by us. I'm sorry. That's how it goes. That's how things work.
That's
people.
Not where I parked my car. Oh. So domestic violence is on the rise, man. I saw this chick, she beat the fuck out of her boyfriend.
Well, what'd he do?
Okay.
Now, that's important.
It is important.
It is wrong
she
to
claims,
beat people up. However, it takes quite a bit to push somebody to do something like this.
She claims that he was having an internet sex relationship.
Allegedly
having... I said claims. Claims. That covers allegedly, asshole.
Okay, I just like you.
Claims.
Come on, now.
That he was having an internet sex relationship with a video game girl. Like a,
like an NPC?
Right, like but like in a porno game, video game. Like one of those games where like they made for specifically for adults on the computer and you can go in and actually fuck other avatars of people.
Is it like one of those text adventures? Like
No. This is a real fucking 3D modeled, like a... Like, you know that game Second Life?
I do not.
Where people basically live a second life as an avatar, like, you know, as an avatar, as a three-dimensional tomb, basically.
Okay.
But you can actually fuck in these adult ones.
Oh, okay. So it's like Sims with fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially, it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Sim fucking.
Huh.
So she says that he's having an online relationship with a toon tranny.
Hot.
Right.
So what's the problem?
Well, she's.
Did he not wrap
cheating,
it up?
She says.
Oh, that's cheating to her?
That's cheating.
Oh, so, wow. So, now, did she time travel from the Dark Ages? Or, I mean, like,
well,
does she not realize it's 21st century?
Well, the way she beat him, you would assume so, because the motherfucker was asleep. She took a pillow full of Bath and Body Works organic soap shit.
At least it was
bars.
The good stuff.
Yes. Well, if you're going to fuck somebody up, you got to use quality product. Because that store brand soap will fucking leave a mark.
I ain't using no Fight Club soap.
Yeah.
I'm going straight to Bath and Body Works.
Be like, you don't use soap, do you? You'd have to use Oil of Olay. She Oil of Olay his ass into a fucking coma, dog. She fucking...
Oh, he's in a coma?
Yeah, she beat the fuck out of him. Well, he's in a medically induced coma at this point. She, while he was sleeping, straight up like some fucking Full Metal Jacket shit, through fucking soap bars into a
pillowcase
and beat this fucker to within an inch of his life.
Wow.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah. And smashed his computer, which I think is probably the most heinous of the crime.
That's the most heinous part, because you're...
Yeah, you don't
like...
fuck with a man's shit, dude. Like, look, I don't break your shit, you don't break my shit. When I finally do get out of the hospital, I'm obviously not going to be with you anymore. I want to get back to my tranny tunes.
She's really got some self-esteem issues. Seriously, if she feels that threatened by something that's not even real, then perhaps the relationship just wasn't working.
Well, she
out
said
to
that she
with,
thinks
you know?
He's,
like,
she said she thinks that he's gay, and that since they wanted to have children, and she's religious, and she doesn't believe in any kind of gay stuff, that she was doing him a favor. Right.
I failed to see how getting beat within an inch of your life...
Listen, I...
is doing somebody a favor.
Oh, she thinks he's gay.
Thank you so much for beating me up. You know, I no longer like trannies.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you got rid of the computer. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I wanted. No computer. Yeah. That's I'm in a medically induced coma.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to have kids with you and, you know, really see where this goes.
Yeah, I'm sure...
What?
Said any guy, never.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Look, man. That's just... the tip of the iceberg. Get this. The Salvation Army is so anti-gay, they've taken a new stance recently. They've actually publicly come out and said that they think that...
they took a stance, really?
Well, as much as they can.
Oh, fuck.
They think the gay people should be killed, like it says in the Bible. This was official. This was on MSN News today. I was reading this.
They made an official statement saying they think...
They believe
gay people
should be killed, like it says too in the Bible.
Wow.
In 2013, people that say they're helping people with charity.
So what's going to keep me from dislocating a Santa's jaw when he's ringing his bell? I'll be like, hey, it's him! Take
ring,
it.
Ding, dong, hell yeah! Ring, ding, ding, ding. I'll
keep
the heads ringing.
Ringing.
Ring, ding, dong. Ding, 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 dong.
Oh, man.
Just roll up with some... Back up in your ass with the resurrection.
Now, I will admit, it takes balls to do that, and, you know, while I can admire such audacity, I think their message is stupid. I think that's retarded. It's just way too many steps backwards. Come on, people. As aforementioned, it's the year 2013. Have you checked that? Get with it.
Listen. Christianity and religion, they perpetuate the Dark Ages, okay? They take it with them. Like, we've moved out of it, they bring it along.
But hey, you guys remember? Remember? Gays are bad. Remember that, you guys? No.
Remember
no.
that time? Remember, guys? Guys, remember that time we used to stone fags? Right?
That was fun, right?
That was great, wasn't it? Wasn't that awesome? No?
No.
Come on, guys. Remember when if your wife cheated on you, you could kill her and it was okay? Oh, you guys do like that one? I thought so.
Because you really do.
I can neither confirm nor deny wanna whether kill, I like that.
Want to kill a bitch when she cheats on you. You fucking ripped Fuck out my that soul, bitch. You whore. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let's put it out there that, you know, men aren't all dogs. Some of us do like being in committed relationships. Some of us
are good at it.
Some of us really enjoy being with you. And when you fucking rip our hearts out, it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
You know? It does. And I gotta tell you, cheating is never right, no matter who does it. If you don't like the person enough to stay with them, just tell them.
Yeah.
How tell hard them. Is that?
Cut ties it's gonna and hurt go, a lot go less. Out there and pursue who you want to be with.
You know,
if
yeah.
you've met somebody yeah. That you feel is a better match for you
exactly.
than the person you're currently with,
mm-hmm.
grow some fucking balls. Tell the person you're with,
right.
look, you don't do it for me anymore. It sucks. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings like this, but I'd
right.
rather lay it on you like this than be like, hey, by the way, I cheated. Because
yeah.
that's wrong.
I found greener pastures, and I intend to go graze in them.
Yeah.
But I respect you as a human being. And I would like for us to still exchange shit, because I really don't want to be friends.
Exchange shit?
Yeah, because I got to
get
my...
Damn, that's an award-winning
well, I gotta
relationship.
Get my, I really got to get my stuff out of your apartment. I don't really think this
oh.
needs to be...
Oh, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like,
no.
you know...
Shit fighting, like throwing shit.
Yeah.
No.
Scheiße.
Scheiße video! Scheißenhausen. Oh, man, we've been watching Game of Thrones, man. Season finale was Sunday, and I haven't watched it yet. I got a DVR. Getting ready to watch
yeah,
that soon.
Basically, the main reason is this guy hasn't seen it. I've been over here. I'm not entirely caught up.
Yeah.
I've been catching up
yeah.
while you know...
I was
and,
at work.
Shit, man. Like, I'm not at that point yet where I'm, you know...
So close, though.
So close, dude. I'm what, on episode 6 of season 3?
Yeah, there's only 12, so you got 6 more to go.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm not as close as I thought. But I'm a lot closer than I was yesterday.
Yeah, for sure.
Yesterday
for sure.
I was on episode 6
Man,
of season
it's so
2.
Fucking good. Let me tell you something. I love The Walking Dead. If Walking Dead was not on AMC and it was on HBO...
And
had the tits and ass that show has, number one show. But it doesn't. So Game
number
of Thrones.
Number one show!
Miami Wise, number one new show. No, but it's fucking great, man. It's so good. Like, if you're an actress, though, and you sign up for that show, you gotta know that when you're signing on there...
Be ready.
You're signing up to show beef, bush, ass, and tits. Okay? For sure. That's gonna happen. There's no really getting around it in that show.
Nope.
Right?
No, even that tall broad. The blonde one with the swords and the awesome...
She's a tall drink of water.
Now... I can't lie, man. When she's in her armor, I'm like, yo, that is one butch-looking chick. But,
Right?
There's one scene that just came out of nowhere, dude.
She
out of nowhere
in
season three. Yeah, three. She hops up out of the bath and...
Yeah. She's all
just
woman.
Miles of milky white skin.
Legs
nice
and ass.
Nice ass. She got them little dimples right above
the
cheeks, too.
I'm like, bury my face in your fleshy mouth!
Get my hiking gear, man. Get right on up.
Balls deep in your cutty.
Balls deep in your dripping cutty.
I say, sir.
Quivering, anxious. It can't wait. It wants it.
Hey, you know how me and Kyle were talking about the Jesus Love Doll in the last episode?
I feel robbed. I wanted to be a part of that.
Dude.
I wanted to bring it up, but I didn't want to cover old material. Damn
it,
man. That was
literally
that was golden.
He could be crucified by Cox.
Oh, man. That would be great. You know, when you played that for me, yeah. all I could think of was we talked about this shit in high school.
Right.
He must give the best hand job.
Yeah, right.
Because you know, not just one hand, but like if he takes both hands and just kind of
like. Well, you know,
I don't know. You guys talked about it. I feel like you got recovering old stuff.
Feel like so Jesus. I hear you can handle 9 inches.
And now he can.
Well, he's already done it once.
Oh man!
Remember, like, that's what he was nailed with. 9-inch nails.
Yeah, 9-inch nails.
Great band coming out on tour again, man. They're gonna be in Orlando in October. I'm going with my friend Michelle.
Wow,
she's getting the tickets. Yeah.
Damn, you know that's going to sell out quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there are a few acts that, seriously, as soon as they go on sale, they're sold out.
Like Our Lady Peace, it's going to sell out quick.
I don't know about that.
No.
The ones that come to mind when we're talking about like acts on that level is like Nine Inch Nails, Radiohead. Yeah, I've still yet to see Radiohead because all you fucking college students, seriously, yeah. fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck
okay,
you guys.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's because of you assholes that I've never seen them, because every time
it's
I go
hard,
to buy
dude.
A ticket,
it's
day
hard.
They come out, sold out.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
They just went on sale.
Dude, they sell it in 30 seconds sometimes.
Yeah, what's with that? Fucking, oh.
Because you have people that don't have jobs, and they've got their freaking college freaking
I guarantee you, everybody that shows up to that show is going to look like they're at a Dave Matthews Band concert. They're going to have cargo shorts and flip-flops and some old t-shirt with holes in it.
And
they're going to be like,
hey, all right, Radiohead, woo! Yeah.
Fuck you. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear Karma Police.
Yeah.
I want to hear Idiotic. I want to hear Paranoid Android live.
Right.
I'd like to hear Creep, but I heard that they don't play that.
Well, on that note, fuck you, college kids. We're out.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm out.
I'm Jesse Shadoos.
Oh, come on, Cam and Knox Altash.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Connie. Oh,
goddamn.
I said it.
Yeah. All right. Deep in your moist, wet cunnies. Go fuck yourself.